Well, we are going to talk about swimming upstream in a downstream world. How many of you can turn on the news and you can get a little like, ugh? You know, I turned it on today and it was all about Benghazi. And I'm just like, yeah, they just said that they could have saved him if they had gotten the right call. But I sit there and I listen to that stuff and it angers me. You know, it angers me. And, you know, you look at the world around us and it's falling apart, especially if you are looking at this too. If you're reading this, you realize we are in these times when God is going to have to do something, and you are his soldiers, and you are his army, and if you don't begin to start seeing yourself that way, we've got to get out of this victim mentality, girls, and we've got to get into the warrior mentality, because if we become the victims, you are going to be taken out with the rest of the world. But there's promises for those that serve God, and there are promises for those that are faithful to him, those that diligently seek him, that we will be kept in these hard times. And so we're going to talk about how do I swim upstream in this world that seems to always be pulling me down. And many times, you know, we can look at our families, we can look at the world around us, we can look at just the sin of this world almost entangling the thoughts and the patterns of society. And what the word of God says is no longer it's contrary to what the world wants. The world wants us to think that every sin is okay and that we have to accept it and that it's not a sin. That's just you weird Christians. Well, listen, girls, I hope that you realize that you love the Lord so much that you're going to take a stand for righteousness. And if you take a stand for righteousness, there are going to be things that will come against you. We are going to have persecution. It talks about it. We are going to face these things. But the Lord says that he will keep us in those times. In John, it talks about that. So if you want to read through that, it's amazing. John 21, just start there. And it just talks about it all. And for sake of time, I didn't. Because believe me, I had to pare down all the scriptures that God talked about. What was going to happen and how he's going to keep us. But we are living in a world that's very dark. In a world that's hurting. In a world that needs Jesus. And you know who has the answer? Not Pastor Jeff. You. You. The one-on-one. The phone call to the hurting relative. The phone call to the hurting friend. The, hey, I'm going to come and help you out today. And reach out. That is who you are supposed to be. You girls are full-time ministers. Do you think of yourself that way? Some of you do because you've been here a long time and you remember. But some of you are new. You are full-time ministers in the body of Christ. That means that not just me or Pastor Dan or Pastor Sue or any of the women around here are going to do this job for you. We have been called into our lane. What is your lane? You are living in a world that is going downhill very fast. But you are serving a God who controls and who summoned the stars and created the heavens and the oceans. And we have power behind being his girls. So you can swim completely upstream in a downstream world. You have the power to do it. So let's learn how we do this. In my prayer time, I don't know if you guys remember this, but I had talked a while ago and God was speaking to me and he said this to me. He said, in a world that looks desperate, depleting, and dim, this world looks desperate, depleting, and dim. But remember, I am not desperate, but I need you girls to be desperate for me. Because out of you being desperate comes your victory. I am not depleting. I am all things to all men. I am the beginning and I am the end. And I am not dim, for I am the light of this world. If we could keep our focus on who the King Jesus is, then we can go so much further in this very dark world. We can go so much further when we're speaking with our kids and teaching them how to live in this new world that they are now subject to. There are things that we are faced with on a daily basis that, girls, you need to be equipped for. You need to be ready for. You need to get your swords out and your shields up, and you've got to learn how to fight, because I am not going to pastor a whole bunch of victims. I am going to pastor a whole bunch of warriors. And if you are in that category, let's get you healed so you can become a warrior. Because God has not called us to sit and cry about our situation. God has called us to stand and stand firm and be the woman of God that we have been called to be. And a whole bunch of junk has happened to all of us. I could sit in here and I can listen to your testimonies all day long and we can all cry together because they stink, because they're horrible, because the enemy was working hard. Or we can say from this day forward, from this point on, from this moment forward, I am not going to give in to what was given or dealt to me. But I am going to look at my life and go, I am a new creation in Christ Jesus. Those old things are behind me. I am pressing on towards the prize. I am running this race and I am going to have victory in it. And so what we are going to do is we are going to dab into this. We are under construction as women. And if you guys can get healthy for your families, you watch your families get healthy, because when mama ain't happy, nobody's happy. Have you guys heard that? Yeah, I love when I'm crabby. My whole family just kind of goes downstairs. And I'm like upstairs by myself, and I'm like, where did everybody go? And I notice Dan just like leaves, like. And then I go downstairs, and then he gets crabby. And I'm like, well, you're crabby. Well, you were crabby first. Jeez, you know. Listen, we carry the tone. We carry the mood. We carry the atmosphere of our homes. When something happens, who do they call? Do they call dad? No. In my home, they call me, okay? And I'm like, can you go talk to your dad? Like, seriously. But you know what, women? I believe that God has given us a secret weapon, and it's us. And he's going to use us because we are the ones that see things before they happen. We are the ones that are equipped to just tune in to something. Something's not right. So many times I've said this to him. Just something's not right with him. Something's not right. You know, and he's like, really? Oh. You know, and then like a few months later, something will happen. And I'm like, see, I told you something wasn't right. You know, women just have, they call it woman's intuition. I call it the Holy Spirit. Okay? He's going to tap in. He's going to guide us in this nasty world that we're living in. And he's going to allow us to be able to swim upstream. And girls, we need to be ready for battle. So you say, okay, well then, Pastor Jess, what do we do if we're living in this world? And we're supposed to be swimming upstream when the world is going the other way. And here I am in the middle of it going, what do I do? What do I do? This is what you do. Romans 12, 1 through 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. A living sacrifice. It means you die. You die. I don't want to die. Why? He died for you. You can die. Right? A living sacrifice. If you are not at that point, today I will give you an opportunity to be at that point. We need to be a living sacrifice. We need to be holy and acceptable to God. I don't want God to look down and go, okay, well, this is what's going on, and I need to send out my warrior. Let me check her out. No, she all screwed up. I can't use her right now. I'm going to, no, that one's got, no, can't use that one. No, I want God to be like, yep, she's ready. She's ready. And I'm going to use her. And I can use her. And I'm going to put her right where she needs to be on that divine appointment at that right time. And that person's life is going to be changed. And they will see her in heaven. And she will get to know one day that she was a product of that salvation. And you know what? That's what I want. We need to be acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Reasonable. So he's saying, hello, you need to be acceptable. You need to be able to die for me. It's your reasonable service. I did it for you. You and I are now one. We are saved. You and I are together now. It's your reasonable service. This is part of being part of the family. Okay, for instance, you have a family meal, right? It's Christmas. Does one person in the family do everything? Shame on you. I will use the Ross side as an example. Every time we get together, don't worry, I'll say some good stuff. My mother-in-law's right here. She's so wonderful. Her name is Sue. And Sue and I will be like, okay, what can I bring? Okay, bring this. Can you bring this? Yes, bring this. And everybody brings everything, and then we just get to be together as a family, right? Listen, I'm not going to be like, oh, no, don't, because, you know, I don't want you to have to. No, it's your reasonable service. You're part of this family. See what I'm saying? That's what God is saying. It's your reasonable service. You want to be part of my family. It's a holy family, and there's a lot of benefits, so you better, it's your reasonable service. Die. And be acceptable so I can use you, okay? All right, and then verse 2, and it's, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. We got some stinking thinking going on. We got some nasty thoughts going on. Let me tell you, first of all, where some of these thoughts come from. What are you watching on TV? Garbage in, garbage out, right? What are you listening to in your music? What are they talking about? Oh, I listen to the music for the beats. Oh, right. You sure do. Because I bet you I could sing some lyrics and you could finish them for me. And one of the songs I'm thinking about is a phone number to a prostitute. Mm-hmm. I don't know the song. I should have Dan come in here and sing it. But he sings it to people and they finish it. And they're like, that was a phone number to a prostitute. And he's like, see, yeah, you don't listen to it for the music. You listen. It gets into your spirit, man, guys. It gets into our hearts. You may think it doesn't, but it does. And it gets in there and it just starts to change your perspective. So if you're getting more of TV, more of music, more of ungodly things and less of this. Oh, I read this. I read a scripture today. Okay. The scripture is going to combat all the junk. No, guys, you got to get more of this than that. So you got to renew your mind. That means I can't do that for you. I can't. You can't do that for me. I got to do that myself. I got to sit down with my king. I got to tap in. I know when I'm weak. I know when I need to get alone. I don't know about you, but I have triggers. Maybe you have your own triggers. And you're going, all right, I need to get with God. It's been a while. I'm getting a little, you know, on edge here. Girls, find out what it is and go be with your king. Fill yourself up. Renew your mind. That you may prove what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. I don't want just the mediocre will of God. I want the perfect and the acceptable will of God for my life. And that is what he's asking of us. So how do I swim upstream in a world that is going downstream? Number one, you stand in full armor. You stand in full armor. If I am a soldier, I wish I had all the, like, you know, the body armor for everything. You guys got my mom the shield and the sword. So I'm saying as I take over, you can get me the breastplate of righteousness. And the then when Chloe takes over, she could just have it all. All right. So think about this. You put on your helmet. But then the fiery darts are coming, right? Your head is protected, but is your heart protected? Okay. So I'm going to just pull out my sword of the spirit, right? Right? But I ain't got no shield of faith. There's no faith back in what I'm saying, so they're empty words. Because my heart isn't connected to what I believe. The fiery darts are coming, not putting them on. Your feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. There's chaos and confusion in your life. Are you bringing the peace of God? Are you putting the gospel before what's going on? No, Beth, bring it up here. Come on, we're going to do this youth form, okay? So we found the Captain America. In true honor of Captain America. Come on up here, Beth. I know you're trying to get out of this. I need two girls. We're going to do some, like, visual teaching today. Is that okay with you guys? All right, two girls, two volunteers. Come on up. Come on up, Patty. All right. So we got our shield. You be the shield. Okay, you're the woman. Now, the Bible says, let me read it to you, okay? In Ephesians 6:13, for this reason, take up your full armor of God that you may be able to stand your ground on the evil day. Do you think we're in an evil day?
Woo, I get to throw balls.
You do. You get to throw balls. Do you think we're in an evil day, Patty?
Yes, we do. Yes, we are.
Are we in a nasty world?
Yes.
Are we in a disgusting world?
Yes.
Are we in the end times?
Yes.
We need to stand our ground, girls. And it says, and having done everything, stand. Stand for righteousness by fighting, by fitting your feet with the preparation that comes from the good news of peace. And all of this, taking up your shield of faith, which you can extinguish the flaming arrows of the evil one. Those are going to be the arrows. Patty, let's see what kind of arm you got, girl. Listen, this is cancer. This is cancer that came at you. This is a flaming arrow. And what did you do when you were fighting?
I put my shield up.
You put your shield up. Yeah. You are not paying attention, and you are going to get taken out, girlfriend. You are done. No, okay.
I got one more.
There you go. All right. Now, you got a kid not serving God. I don't know if you do. Do you? I'm like, in Jesus' name, they are. Okay. But you, let's say they're not serving God, and there's sin running rampant in your house, and you got to pull it together, mama. You can't let sin in your home any longer. What do you do? These are flaming arrows coming at your kid. What are you going to do? You're going to put up your shield. You're going to fight those arrows. In Jesus' name, no weapon formed against my family will prosper. And you guys have to fight. Thank you, girls. It's just a cute little, no, you could keep it. You go, Captain America, Beth. All right. And you get that shield up, and you get that sword of the Spirit. You get your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel. Put it all on. My favorite is the belt of truth. Because so many times in chaos and confusion, and when we're trying to be righteous, and when we're trying to make a move for God, we are going to be tempted to lie. We are going to be tempted to fib, to kind of, you know, twist the truth a little bit and see what I can get away with. And the world is going to come in and ask you to do that for you. I've had bosses, not here, but bosses in the world that have asked me to do things that were unrighteous. And I was like, no way. Fire me. No. Because it wasn't right. Listen, you have to take a stand for truth. You have to take a stand for righteousness. Because if you do not stand, what is the only other option? You will fall. And listen, the enemy is roaming around seeking whom he may devour. He is going to take you out, whether you think so or not. Oh, I don't believe that. I don't believe in the devil. Well, good for you, because when he knocks your butt down to the ground, you're going to be wondering where God is. Listen, he is a real God, and he loves you, and he gives us weapons to protect ourselves. He gives us tools and equips us to stand. He says, when you can do nothing else but stand, 2 Timothy 2:3, I love this verse. You therefore must endure hardship. So you like that verse, Pastor Jess? Yep, I do. Because reality is we live in a very fallen world, and we are not going to know pure perfection until we reach heaven. But while we are here on this earth, the hardships are going to come. They will come in every direction, maybe all at the same time. Have you heard that saying, when it rains, it pours, right? And I've gotten to the point sometimes where I'm like, well, what's one more thing, really? Come on, you know? And you just get to the point. But if you can find your joy, count it all joy in various trials. How do I count it joy? Well, listen, joy does not come from you or from you putting a fake smile on your face. Joy comes from your confidence in knowing that God is going to come through. Joy is your confidence in who your king is. That's where your joy comes from. So stand, girls, that you must endure hardships as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. I believe that God is arming us, that we are on the battlefield, that as mamas, sisters, daughters, aunties, whoever you are to somebody, because you are something to someone, that you are called to nurture, to comfort, to take care of, to be there, to equip, to pray in, to change the atmosphere. And girls, you cannot do that when you are like this and your sword and your shield are like this. You are sitting down. You're going, I'm defeated. I'm tired. I can't do this anymore. And those arrows are coming at you and your family is failing because you need to get up out of depression. You got to stand back up on your feet. You got to pull yourself back together and say, no, no, devil, I'm not going there. If anything, pull yourself together for your family. Pull yourself together for those kids that need you, mama. Pull yourself together for that husband that needs someone to pray for him even though you don't like him. Even though you don't like him. Listen, we have done nothing to deserve what we've given. It's our reasonable service. Stand when all you can do. Stand. When you feel like giving up, no, stand. When you feel like, I just can't do this anymore, stand. If I could get one word in you when you are weak, stand. Just stand. If that means you have to literally get up off of your bed, stand. And say, I am not going to allow this to consume my world. I am not going to allow this to consume my family. I am not going to allow this to consume my church. I am not going to allow this. Listen, guys, I stand for you all the time. I can feel you. I can feel your desires. I can feel your needs. I can feel your wants. Pastor Sue, I'm sure you are the same way. It just weighs on me. And I have to stand and I have to pray it off and I have to get it off of me. Because if I lived in all the horror that we hear, no way. But I serve a big God. And I serve a God that I know how to fight for you. And I know how to be in this battle for you. So girls, if we can do it, you need to do it with us because we are on the front lines. We know before the men know. We see before the men see. You think that's just for no reason? I think that the Holy Spirit is connected to us and we are connected to him. And then he says, if you're listening and you're ready to stand, I'm going to guide you. So what's the next step then? Fine, stand in our full armor. Number two, use our tool belt. Beth, can you give me the tool belt? So funny. I went out to the garage to get a tool belt. My poor husband, he needs a new tool belt. It like has holes everywhere. You can tell like Dan really does a lot of like construction, right? All right. Is it cute? Okay, so does it look cute? Because girls have to look cute. We'll just put it off to the side because we have to look cute and hang it on your hip. Okay. So first of all, you got to go and put the tool belt on. You say, what are my tools, Pastor Jess? You know, it's so funny. Every time I'm in a different situation, okay, because we're all faced with new situations every day, right? Daily. You are faced with something new. This is my prayer. Maybe it can help you guys because it's helped me. What, God, do I have in my tool belt that I can use? What is in my tool belt that I've got that I can use? Now, you say, well, I don't really know what my tools are. Well, let's talk about this. What are your tools? Galatians 5, 22 through 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love and joy and peace and long-suffering. Oh, isn't that one our favorite? Kindness and goodness and faithfulness, gentleness. Ooh, that one you guys are good at. Self-control, how about that one? Against such, there is no law. These are your tools, girls. Now, the fruit of the Spirit is something that is developed, right? It is not something that is given. It is not a gift. A gift is given. The fruit of the Spirit is developed. If you look at a fruit tree, it takes time. It takes nurturing. It takes time to grow. It's like a muscle, right? I heard it said like this. It's like a muscle that if you want to get some big muscles, you're going to start lifting some weights, right? And then you start developing that muscle. You leave that muscle alone for a couple months, it's going to be hanging down here, okay? You start pumping weights again, it's going to be back up here, okay? What are you developing to put in your tool belt? You have to begin to develop things inside. We have to develop ourselves. We have to allow ourselves to make the right choices, to tap into what the Holy Spirit wants, to find ourselves in a situation. What am I going to use right now? All right, the hidden question is, what tool am I going to pull out? Your husband is making you angry. I mean, he is going and doing whatever he wants, whenever he wants, spending the money, doing whatever he's doing, and you are ready to pull out your hammer. I'm going to knock you out. This is not the right tool. Kim, this is not the right tool. I would say you would probably need to go and find your joy. And then long-suffering. But listen, tap into it. Find out what it is. I can't tell you what that is. God has to always tell me, okay, you are not operating in love right now. You are operating in anger. You are operating in selfishness. You are operating in self-righteousness, daughter. Oh, look at you, Miss Prideful. And I'm like, oh, geez, spank me. Like, and it's never fun, right? It's never fun to get a spanking. But you know what? It's always necessary. Have you noticed that? It's always necessary. I know when I had to spank my kids, it's funny. We call it reboot. Because they're now like at the point where you really don't have to spank them anymore because we got that all out. So, but when Micah gets a little feisty, Dan goes, ooh, do I need a reboot? Do we need a reboot? Sometimes we need a little reboot, guys. Sometimes we need a little like, hey, don't forget where you came from. Don't forget what tools you've already acquired and you forgot that they're in your tool belt. Don't forget that faith notch that you fastened your belt with and you've already won that victory, daughter. Listen, guys, start beginning to pull out your tools. Paint a new picture of your life. Begin to paint new scenes and scenarios. Listen, take out your tools. Get your swords and your shields up and then begin to rebuild what the enemy has taken and torn down. So instead of using this hammer to knock out your family, use this hammer to rebuild their hearts. God, how do I rebuild their hearts? They're so broken. So many things have happened in our world. Lord, how do I help my kids take their anger into love? How, God, do I learn how to rebuild what was so torn down, God? And God says, all right, daughter, this is what I'm going to do. Get your hammer out. And I want you to begin tapping the first nail. And the first nail is going to be your heart. Because, Mama, you got to be healthy. Grandma, you got to be healthy. Auntie, you need to be healthy in order to speak into the lives and into the hearts of those that you are believing me for. Because when you get healthy and they see you as a woman of joy and peace, self and righteousness, self-control, when they see you humble, when they see you gracious, when they see love pouring out of you instead of anger, when they come to you with things that are really kind of hard for them to come to you with, when they begin to see you act like Jesus, you will then begin to build back up what the enemy has so torn down and what this world wants to wash away. Believe me, guys, the world is trying to take you out. They're trying to take your kids out. It is time for you to build a dam and not let the world in, all right? But you rebuild those hearts. You rebuild your heart first and begin rebuilding their hearts. Begin asking the Lord, okay, God, as you do this inside of me and you begin to teach me, God, how to love like I need to love, then, Lord, I pray that my family would begin to see that and they would begin to love as well. That, God, I pray that, God, that this journey that I'm on, that we can do this together, Lord. Lord, I pray that when I want to get angry so fast, I get angry so fast, God. Lord, that you would give me peace and, God, that you would bring self-control into my heart and that I would be able to control my actions and my mouth. And, Lord, oh, guard my mouth, God. Oh, God, let me not say things that I shouldn't say. Uh-huh, all the women are like, mm-hmm. Men would probably be like, amen to the girls. Listen, these are our tools. Are you even wearing your tool belt? Are we even strapping it on? Are we even thinking about it? Are we just, oh, no, you know what? So many times, have you heard that expression, mama bear, right? Mama bear. Oh, they better not mess with my kids because I'll turn into mama bear, right? Listen, I'm the same way. But have we ever thought maybe that's not what God wants us to be like in life? I haven't called you to be a mama bear. I've called you to love. I haven't called you to call out this person's faults and traits. I've called you to be long-suffering with them. I haven't called you to be their judge. I've called you to be their encourager. You see, daughter, we have to look at the opposite of what we are faced with. Because constantly, I'm having to go, okay, what's in here? What do I got in here? I haven't used this in a really long time. How do I use this? Listen, pull out your tape measures, girls. Figure out, God, where is it you want me to go? What direction do you want me to be in? Pull out your swords of the Spirit. Pull out the shields of faith. Pull out what God has for you. Listen, we are so equipped as women, but yet we use nothing. We use nothing. I'm talking to a girl this weekend. We're out and we're talking to a girl. She's getting to some horrible things spoken to her about her kid. It's not from doctors, it's just voices she's hearing about her children are gonna die. And I perked up like, and you live like that? She's a Christian. And I said, you put up with that? She goes, well, I don't know. I don't know what to do. I know it's not right. I know it's evil, but I don't know what to do. Shame on the church. This church, you are going to get equipped. And you are going to know what to do when those voices come and when those stupid things have been spoken over your children. And you are going to know how to break those assignments, girls, because I am not going to get up here in this pulpit and not equip you to be the warriors and soldiers he has told us to be. We are going to stand and we are going to fight for our families. We are going to stand and we are going to fight for us. Fight for you, girls. Fight for you. Depression wants to come in. Oh, kick that depression right back out. You guys want, oh, you know, my family, we have, you know, psychotic and bipolar. Listen, generational curse, you have to go in Jesus' name. You are not allowed. I don't even want to entertain those thoughts. Listen, enough is enough. I pumped this girl up. Man, she didn't know who she was sitting next to at the dinner table. I was like, all right, let's go. And I even just sent her like 3 pages of scripture. And I'm like, you need to say this. You need to put your kids' names in this. You need to tell the devil to go to hell. And she's like, oh my gosh, I wish somebody would have taught me this. And I've been a Christian my whole life and I didn't know what to do. Girls. Girls. Come on, you're on the front line. Get your armor on. Not just your helmet or your shield of faith. Use it all. It says put on the full armor. Pull out your tool belts. Get your tool belts out. Figure out what situation needs what. What situation? You want to hate? Well, then just love, okay? Just the easy part in this is like just do the opposite of whatever you're feeling. You know? Okay, I really don't like that person. Well, good. You get to love them then. I love my husband. He always says, you know, I there was a time in my life when I would buy candy bars for people that bothered me. He did. He was like younger. They were teenagers. And people in school, God was dealing with his heart on not hating people and not being really angry with them. So the Lord said, go buy them something. Yeah, I don't want to buy them something. So he would go and get candy bars and he would have to give them a Snickers. So listen, don't be doing that now because then people will know that you hate them. But I do not want any Snicker bars, okay? But maybe you need to push yourself to take it to the next level. See, he had to do something that was physical for something that was happening internal. Maybe you need to just kind of say, okay, I got to let go of myself and sacrifice my time to love someone else. Maybe you need to, I don't know, I've done this many times where I'm like, oh, I'm exhausted, but I'm gonna go make dinner for this person, or I'm going to, you know, watch their kids, or I'm going to, whatever your need is, guys, do it. Because you know when you do it, if you do it unto him, it's a blessing. And then you conquer whatever little thing is trying to get into your heart. And it almost purges out those things in our hearts that begin to develop that are very unhealthy and that do not meet up with the fruits of the Spirit. They don't connect with the fruit of the Spirit. You say, okay, well, I do this for the person that I don't like very much all the time. And I get no reciprocation back, Pastor Jess. That's exhausting. But listen, are we in this for reciprocation? Or are we in this because this is just what God's asked us to do and it's our reasonable service? So remember that. It's your reasonable service, okay? All right, so we've learned. Put on our full armor. Get your tool belt on. This is a big one. 3, overcome fear with love. Oh man, can fear jump in? Fear comes in many forms. Many, many, many forms. I mean, I could probably say something and you guys would be, oh yeah, I was afraid of that when I was a kid. How many of you are afraid of clowns? I met somebody who has, yeah. I met this guy. He's militia. Like, he is like, military himself is named from him. Like, he is like, he is no joke, right? And he's afraid of clowns. I'm like, really? I so wanted to go get a clown suit on. And I'm like, that's just so mean. I did have a friend turn on clown music, and you should have seen him. He was like, hmm. But listen, fear comes in many forms, whatever it is. It could be any, you're laughing at me, but it's serious. This is serious. The enemy can, you lay in bed at night and you wonder, what's that noise? What's that? Did somebody come in the house? Did that? Oh my gosh, I wonder if we're gonna have an earthquake. Or you get sick. Oh my gosh, am I dying? I've got cancer. Listen, don't be a hypochondriac. Come on, pull it together. Seriously. Fear can lead to depression. It can lead to you living in a confined world in a very small box. God has never called us to live in a very small box.